Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane Topp, and today our theme is cringe. Cringe and also people messing up their entire day and their entire life. And I'm joined by two people who are extremely cringe. Just kidding. Only one of them is cringe.
Dab!
Wow. All right, you both did it.
I love Jake Paul's repping.
Tommy and Damian, thank you for joining me.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for having us, Shane. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, yeah. Damian. Tommy, clearly you did mess up one of these recent days, because look at this.
Okay, so I slipped down the stairs outside of my apartment.
Okay.
And my neighbor was there to hear me go, whoa! And I had bags of shit, and so I like threw them up in the air. It was like an ordeal. And then the ankle pop of it all, I went, uh-oh! And then from inside his apartment, he goes, whoa, you good? So that was my recent cringe experience.
Oh, no.
And then I just sat there like this, oh, like waiting for that like broken pain to show up.
Yeah,
it never
yeah.
did, I just sprained it. But he was like, do you want ibuprofen? That doesn't work
like,
immediately.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just walk it off.
Yeah.
You're in shock. Do you want some Tylenol?
Yeah.
Yeah, for our audio listeners, Tommy is in a boot.
I'm in a little boot and also a little strap, but my little toes are poking out and it's real cute. Ding, ding.
Can you imagine a paramedic showing up and being like, oh my God, this is so cringe, dude. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
So embarrassing.
Wow, a heart attack at your age? Fuck.
Wait, I got a good picture of this.
Yeah, guys, I know, I see it. He's right here.
He's live streaming.
What's up, Snapchat? Oh, man.
Now known as Stairs Boy on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, guys, I'm using the Stairs Whoa audio.
And I get trapped into the algorithm, so I have to constantly throw myself down the stairs to be successful.
Yup, that's Tron.
I know that. All right, well, should we hop into some Tfue stories?
Shane, I can't hop. Please be kind to me.
You could hop with one leg.
Yeah. I can't.
That was my problem. When I broke my ankle, I got so good at hopping around on my left foot and my left leg.
Wow.
That when I went to physical therapy after, they're like, we have to train your right leg to match your left leg.
Wow.
Your left leg is like so fucking strong and cool.
They just taught you how to hop again?
I just was like, I need to hop around on my right leg now for a few days.
I thought this is what you did.
Yeah.
Oh shit, we trained you wrong.
Yeah.
It's so cringe.
I know, it is pretty cringy, but I love it. Anyways, I accidentally glanced at the title of this first story before we started rolling and it made me laugh.
Look at Glance Bass over here.
That was awesome. That was awesome. More of a Glance Armstrong, but yeah.
Dude, sick.
Dude, yeah, thanks. All right, okay. This is from a Today I Fucked Up.
Uh-oh.
Posted a couple years ago. Today I Fucked Up by walking in on my parents passionately fucking.
Oh.
Good for them.
Well, that's, you know, at least there's still passionate with each other.
Something about the passionately makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, Diane! It's just,
Ken!
You know,
Ken!
there was some ungodly noises there.
Okay. Oh, title says it mostly, I accidentally walked in on my dad going down on my mom. This just happened like 15 minutes ago. I was playing Fallout 4, cringe.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Just shot Emily with that.
I really like Fallout 4. I did see a TikTok yesterday where someone's like, I've had jobs more entertaining than Fallout 4.
Oh, God.
I was like, Jesus.
I
enjoy it.
I didn't play the other ones first. I started with that and then went back to the other one. So, like, I had nothing to compare it to. Look, I liked it.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, moving back. So this guy was playing Fallout 4 for several hours, and I had no clue where my parents were. Keep in mind that I also have a hearing deficit, and I was not wearing my hearing aids at the time. On top of that, it is currently very late where I live, so I figured my parents were in bed or something. Well, after playing Fallout 4 for several hours, I go into the hallway, and I see a small amount of light coming from the game room. I thought that maybe someone left the TV on, and I went to turn it off. I open the door, and lo and behold, my father's head is in between my mom's legs, like 6 feet away from me. I just shut the door and ran downstairs and outside. I became a little concerned about what would happen next. My father came outside and I asked, "How are ya?" And he said, "Fine, but next time knock." I explained that not only had I been unaware of where they were, but it was also late and I thought maybe they were in bed. I also mentioned that I was not wearing my hearing aids and could not hear behind the door very well. I also added on top of all of that, I saw a light coming from the game room and thought maybe someone left the TV on and intended to turn it off. I also apologized and said that I just made an honest mistake. My father said everything was fine and I had absolutely nothing to worry about. He just said that Fridays and Saturdays are the only 2 days that he has time to spend with my mom, so I should be more vigilant about opening a door on those days.
Dad's got schedule?
Oh my God.
There's something so crazy about like, sorry, look, Fridays and Saturdays, we get
We're going
that,
in.
I'm going in.
That part fucks me up. Like being like, hey, it happens, like no worries. But to like plant the seed of like, and by the way, anytime you don't see us on a Friday or a Saturday,
you know what's happening.
Look, we're entering the vault.
Dude. This is great.
Dun.
So they were in a common space, right?
The game room.
They're in the game room. Yeah, that's fucked up to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, if they're in their bedroom, I'm
sure.
Like, yeah. But if you're in a space with other people and you're going to go to a room that isn't typically for then,
I also,
yeah, and you didn't shut the door fully. He said the door.
It was like a bit of light, so maybe it was like coming in from under the door.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens every time she opens it.
Like, it's supposed to like lock the door, but maybe that's a room that the door doesn't lock.
No, you would have to lock a game room for Jumanji.
Like, were they on the pool table or what? What's going on?
Yeah.
Foosball?
Describe it more, guy. No, they're also playing Fallout 4 in the game room. He's like, I'm gonna join the Brotherhood of Steel. Like, you sure not the Minuteman? I'm not a Minuteman. I feel like parents are usually more like secretive and shameful about that, where it's like we gotta lock it up and make sure the kids aren't here.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is an adult kid of the parents.
Yeah, I mean somewhere over the age of 15 is what I'm picturing.
Well, so potentially still.
But
like
it could
a
be a teenager, could be in his early 20s. I don't know, but like.
Because I think it's.
Old enough that the dad was like, hey, can you knock next time?
Because that's the thing, because I feel like if it was still like a teenager, it'd be like, oh, you have a kid at home. Whereas if it's like, yeah, I'm 24 and I live with my parents, which is fine, it's more like a roommate situation, in which case it's just like, hey, bud, knock. Like, hey, bud, put a sock on the door.
Right.
You and mom are doing grown up wrestling.
Oh.
Like,
Oh my God. Brutal.
I'd walked in on my parents before. It was a huge bummer, Well, I didn't know.
This is so brave of you to just say right now.
I don't think I was old enough to know exactly what was up until I sort of like looked back and was like, oh, but it was just this moment where I'm like, yeah, I think mom and dad are taking a nap. I need to get something from like their room. And I open up the door and I just see like a flailing of covers and it's like, knock first. And I'm like, well, okay. Great. Well,
whoa.
That's it. I guess I'll go away now.
And you were like, I'm 5.
No, I think I was like a
20.
A young.
Teenager. 20.
It's like 25.
25.
25. Yeah. No, I was probably like, I don't know, 12. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I was very lucky. I never occurred.
That's awesome.
Never occurred.
I don't even think that was happening in my home. So I was,
it's like,
well, you came from somewhere, bud.
I was straight free from that.
I don't know. You came from somewhere.
No, I didn't. I'm in your imagination.
Oh, nice.
So.
Oh, damn it.
Showed up one day and they're like,
I guess walking into my parents had a bigger effect than I thought. I imagined Tommy. Fuck.
Yeah, if they stopped rustling the sheets, I popped out.
Oh, my God. Some comments here. Someone said, Dad is the real gamer here. He fucked OP's mom.
Jesus.
Jeez.
I think that's the best comment I've ever heard.
That's damn.
Yep. I think that's the best comment
that
I've
guy,
ever heard.
That guy finished typing and he had to like cool his keyboard down. He was like, someone said, this is the best possible scenario. All of you handled it in the most mature and rational way possible. No harm, no foul, shit happens. Every time I read a post where people cry and moan about being traumatized or feeling nauseated after such an event, I just shake my head. OP said, thank you for the reassurance, internet stranger. Oddly enough, I don't really feel grossed out, scarred, or anything like that. I just feel awkward. I think the reason why I feel that way is because my parents never made sex an off-limits subject, unlike other households. My parents are not Puritans, I'll say that much.
Well, clearly
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we get the idea. Lastly,
I think his mom's a Quaker.
Nice. Took me a second.
People
I got
at home, that's a smart joke.
I got Thanks. The double entendre there.
Thanks.
Lastly, someone put in quotations, gee whiz, dad, hang a sock already, would ya?
Yeah.
Did you just comment that just a moment ago? Did you just get off
yeah,
the computer?
I did, sorry. I know we're not supposed to have phones on set, but.
Do you think in the moment of shock when he opened the door, he went into VATS?
Mom's gigantic, 90%. Like, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I think the most awkward conversation I had with my parents was coming out, so. I mean, it wasn't like.
Sorry, that was a last month's Reddit thing, so.
Well, I wasn't on that episode, so I'm making up for lost time. I'm making up for lost time.
Got it. Okay, Tommy, how was that?
I'm sure that was hard for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
These people.
I feel like everything you described of your parents, like they're just very nonchalant, kind of like stressed, but nonchalant, where it's just like they're not going to, you're going to tell them the most insane thing and then they're just like,
okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly that. Yeah, they're in their chairs. It's great.
I didn't, just in a recliner.
Literally.
Your parents, literally. Every time you describe them, like they are permanently in recliners.
Lazy boys.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
They watch they're Wally comfy. And they're like, I can't wait for this shit. Just like,
I put them onto Frasier recently because they got bored with Big Bang Theory. They've watched the whole show through multiple times. And I went, you guys simply have to change what you're watching.
Oh my God.
Just to diversify your day to day.
They keep texting us about Giles. They love Giles.
God. That one was for just me.
Oh my God. This episode of Red Stories is sponsored by Quince. As a person in society, we've got to wear clothes, but it can't just be any clothes. You want to look good and feel confident in what you wear, which is why I use Quince. Quince is all about fewer pieces at better prices, made with premium materials designed to be your essential pieces that you reach for every day. Unless I join some clothless colony, I'm going to need quality clothes to wear when I leave my house. I've scrapped my worn-out basics for Quince's premium denim-tailored chinos that have the perfect fit, structure, and high-quality fabrics you'd expect from a designer brand. If you've got to wear pants, it's going to be these. Plus, Quince is my go-to for bedding and bath essentials, premium cookware, and travel must-haves. Quince has me covered, literally. I recently got some Henley tees from Quince, and they fit me absolutely perfectly, and they are so comfortable. Love them. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/pitreddit. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK, too. That's quince.com/pitreddit. Back to the show.
I respect the OP for, like, being mature about it. It's the same thing where it's like, yeah, people do that. That's great. Sure. You can be mature about it. It doesn't have to be crazy and weird and uncomfortable. But it is, you know, as a topic, probably nobody's favorite.
Yeah.
Fair.
I want them to be in the bedroom.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
that's
man.
That's all. That's all I ask.
Now when he goes to the game room, it's like, all right.
Yeah, okay. It's like, just going to cover up that spot on the sofa there.
Yeah, just like.
And I'm going to sit on the ground.
Oh, my God.
No, sorry. I don't mean, like, literal spot. God, I just mean, like, the location. I wouldn't sit there and, like, not remember. That's like, oh, yeah, this is.
Right.
Okay, thing. I apologize. That was my fault for taking it to stained territory.
That's okay, because we've already.
Let's move on to our second story. This also comes from Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by taking my significant other to Bed Bath & Beyond after anesthesia.
I'm
hell yeah.
Obsessed with that.
Let's go.
They were there in the Beyond.
She's the Beyond, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they're the Beyond.
Yeah. She found the remote from Click.
Honey, that soap is not for eating. Not for eating. No, no, no.
Okay. This is a story we always tell at dinner parties. I feel like I owe him that. So I figure I might as well share it here. So this was around the time The Good Place was airing. My partner had abdominal surgery. I've personally never experienced anesthesia first or secondhand and was nervous enough about my significant other going under. After discharge, the nurse told me, amongst a million other things, to take him straight home. However, my partner sounded super lucid and went on about wanting to get bathroom organizing stuff at Bed Bath now that he's done with the surgery. It made enough sense that I agreed. I left him in the organizer section while I was looking for an associate to help with a high-up item. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes later, several employees were jogging to that section, and I get there, and my partner was basically loudly yelling at people in a completely out-of-character way. Like, I've never seen him yell or be violent, but he was trying to yank off one of the employees' hair. Later on, he tells me that his first memory after the OR was waking up in Bed Bath & Beyond, and he thought this was hell, and the store employees were devils, just like The Good Place.
Oh.
He has zero memory of him convincing me he's fine and wants to go to Bed Bath, or what happened with the employees. For what it's worth, we are still together and now both laugh at this story, but at the time, it caused quite a bit of drama, both because he felt I dropped the ball and most people think I'm horribly irresponsible. I also felt sort of uneasy for a bit processing if my partner might hurt me in a lucid dream, but luckily he's been his sweet usual self. Next time he has surgery, he's getting locked in his room for a week. Edit. Thankfully, nobody got in trouble and the employee wasn't hurt. I had his discharge packet in my pocket and mall security and the employee were sympathetic to me, profusely apologizing. Edit number two, just to answer some common replies en masse. It was a small hernia repair and I saw maybe a 1-inch tiny incision. I had been worried sick leading up to it and everyone told me this is a super minor procedure, which admittedly let my guard down too much. The nurse gave a bunch of discharge instructions, mostly about wound care and medication. The one sentence about going home didn't really register in my mind until later. Wanting to redecorate / reorganize was very on brand for him, so knowing nothing else, it wasn't a red flag. I was mindful not to let him lift anything, but the fact that he was still drug impaired didn't cross my mind at the time. I'm not trying to make excuses, but it was genuinely a mindfuck to my young self that my SO talking to me lucidly about something he wanted to do is something I should ignore. Of course, now I know what anesthesia is and what I did wrong.
That was like, that was a little less fun than she teed it up to be,
yeah.
Or they teed it up to be.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm glad they're all good now.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my God,
we
bro.
Tell this all the time. So he assaulted an employee in sort of a drugged out stupor.
Like, nearly killed a lady. It was very funny.
And he thought he was the devil. Yeah. So like, and just ripped off the hair.
So for a brief moment, he was in hell.
Yeah, he believed it.
He believed he was in hell.
Granted, if I was sitting on this couch with you guys and then I blinked and I was in a Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm in hell.
That's fair.
I'm in hell.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think truly the worst part of this is they called it Bed Bath like 5 times.
Right.
That actually felt like a knife each time.
It was hard to read.
Yeah.
I kept getting tripped
Bed
up.
Bath.
Bed Bath.
How often do you go that you're like, we don't have time to finish this sentence?
Yeah.
You guys want to go to Barnes and? Like, insane.
You want to go to Crate?
Pier?
Pier?
Michael?
Yeah. Look, I get it if they, you know, had never experienced anesthesia before, but I feel like, you know, it's some, everyone has blind spots, but I'm like, yeah, growing up, it was like, you knew, like, when you get anesthesia, it's like, yeah, they are in a crazy state. Even 100%. If they see normal, you got to go straight home.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone at this point in life has seen, like, the after, you know, like, after getting your after wisdom dentist, teeth. Like, yeah. Where they're, like, you know, being like, nah, in a car because they have, because they're so drugged up.
Yeah.
I'm like, they really missed that info? They really missed that video?
Because, like, 2 billion people watched Charlie Bit My Finger. They had to have watched it.
Or David After Dentist.
David After Dentist, yeah. No, yeah, Charlie Bit My Finger is different.
That's children.
That's just children.
That's just children.
Yeah, adults don't get fucked up by that stuff. I will say, in their defense, there's, like, after a surgery, if someone was like, yeah, I actually feel great, like, let's go home. Hey, can we stop and get some Burger King on the way? Like, I might feel a little bit more like, okay, yeah, we can stop and get Burger King.
Yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond is a kind of crazy place to go, but I don't know. I took care of a friend after their surgery, like, I'd say a couple years ago, and the doctor was very clear. Like, we had a whole game plan of, like, I'm like, I'm gonna get her in my car. Like, I have a playlist to help keep everything calm and relaxed and fun. And then we're gonna get in the apartment, and there's gonna be specific things we have to do for a while. I'm gonna take care of you for a few hours. Your roommate's gonna take over. Like, but it was very specific. So I'm a little surprised that this kind of didn't have the same thing. Mm-hmm. She did keep giving me gifts, which is nice. She's like, I got you this watch. And it was like a little Game Boy watch. I'm like, that's so cute. She's like, I have the same I got for me so we can match. I'm like, that's adorable. She's like, actually, you should have both. I want you to have both. And I'm like, okay, for sure. Yeah. And like, yeah.
Take my bed. this pillow.
I took care of someone after, like, just for like a day after they had a surgery, and they seemed completely normal.
Yeah.
And then, but it was like hours later that they're like, I'm just now waking up.
Oh,
and it's
shit.
Like, oh, yeah. Like you weren't
here with us.
Here with us, even though you seem completely normal. Anesthesia does creep me out. Like, it's a creepy thing that it's like, yeah you can just completely not remember. Like,
because you're not asleep, you're just gone. And then you come back, but then you're not back.
Yeah.
And then you come back.
Yeah.
It's like, I love being reminded that we're electrical signals in wet bags.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, thanks for that reminder, anesthesia. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's trippy. I've not had, like, serious anesthesia in a long time.
Same.
Just when I was a little kid. But, yeah.
I'm relatively resistant to it. They say it's that way for, like, a lot of redheads, so I guess maybe I have that gene. I don't know, because I don't have...
It means you need more anesthesia, right?
I need more anesthesia. Yeah, so like...
So interesting. I just was listening to a podcast last night about this.
Really?
Yeah. Synchronicity. Electricity. Wet bags. Continue.
No, it's basically like when I got my wisdom teeth out, they were like, you know, count backwards from whatever. And I like did pretty well. And they were like, oh. And I even remember like when my vision started to go and I'd see like visions that the anesthesia was making me have, I was like talking about it. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm still awake, but I do see like planets and all that good shit. And they're like, oh. But I think when I wake up from the few surgeries I've had, I've been pretty like, yep, I'm awake. Like I remember waking up and feeling sick and being like, hey, can I get some apple juice? And so maybe that's...
When I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I remembered waking up.
Oh yeah?
And, like... They got me, though. I was pissed because I kind of wanted to see how long I could last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was ready for them to do the, like, countdown from 10 or something like that. But instead, they hit me with the most boring conversation possible.
Oh,
where
no.
Where he's talking, and he's like, he's clearly done this a million times. And this was out in L.A., and I'm like 16 or 17. And he's talking, and I'm getting ready for, like okay, they're going to hit me with that countdown from 10. And I'm like, and I'm going to be focused. And he's like, so you're into acting and stuff. He's like, so do you have like an agent or anything? And I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I have it. And I was like, oh, you didn't need it.
Yeah.
Anyways. And then I truly just woke up and I was like, fuck. comments here. Someone said, Bed and Bath was probably fine, but you really should have stayed away from the Beyond.
Yes. Yes!
You did it.
Yes!
We need that commenter from the first story to come back in.
Yeah, I want smoke and gun.
Yeah, he's
hot,
like, oh.
Hot ticket.
OP said, honestly, for me, shopping for bathroom organizing hardware basically is eternal suffering, however misguided I genuinely was trying to be a good boyfriend. Someone said, once after a procedure, I convinced my driver I was fine, made her take me on a shopping spree, and then gave a bunch of my unopened mail to my dog who loved to tear up paper. She told me I was showing off his trick. Woke up to a bunch of shit I didn't remember buying in shredded mail everywhere. Good times.
That's actually awesome, because you don't have to pay those if you rip them up.
You
buy a dog.
Yeah, if you show the IRS that they're ripped up.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Lastly, someone said, my wife drove by a Spirit Halloween and I was very upset she wouldn't let me go in. And that's all I remember from most of the day.
Dude, if
imagine waking up in literal hell.
Right.
You're like, ah!
Honestly, if I blinked and woke up in a Spirit Halloween, I would be confused, but I'd be kind of stoked.
Yeah?
I'd be like, wow, this is pricier than I want to spend, but Halloween.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's not really my story to tell, but my friend loves to tell the story for some reason. He woke up from anesthesia and was so, like, dry in the mouth, and he asked for water, and they wouldn't give it to him. And so his mom was there, I guess because, you know, some about the surgery or whatever. And so he, like, looked over to his mom and went, spit in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And my friend Cody whips this story out all the time.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, you have to own it.
In my mouth.
You can't let that just be something that hangs in the back of your head. You have to be like, I'm putting it out there so we can all deal with this.
Oh my God.
Jeez, I'm crepes.
This episode of Red Stories is sponsored by Hungry Root. During the summer months, I found that my eating habits change. Beach days with my friends can make my eating routine fall off the tracks. I use Hungry Root because it keeps me on track with my goals of taking care of myself. So after a full day of eating hot dogs and hamburgers, I can come home to ready-to-eat salads and grain bowls. I love that Hungry Root offers recipes so I can order exactly what I need to make meals that are high protein, anti-inflammatory, or just a quick bite. With over 1,000 grocery items, I never get bored. Plus, Hungry Root screens out over 200 additives like high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. I remember when I ordered my first box, I was amazed at how many options came in it. There was so much stuff and it was all so good. I've been a huge fan ever since. You're gonna love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/pitreddit and use code pitreddit. That's hungryroot.com/pitreddit, code pitreddit, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. And now, back to the show. Our next story is also a fuck up.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Today I fucked up by not realizing I've been positioning my stuffed animal wrong for 23 years.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Oh, leaning it forward, opening the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's such
bad position.
Fuck up.
Okay.
Teddy Ruxpin's supposed to have a tape in his tummy, not a CD.
Yeah.
You idiot.
I've had a stuffed animal collection since I was born. One of the oldest additions was a black animal that for the longest time I didn't know what it was supposed to be. It sits on my top shelf with all my other plushies. This stuffed animal had a peanut-shaped body with a slightly flat head, stubby black legs, long red ears that I briefly thought were extra arms, sonic-like eyes with the mouth right beneath them, a red dot on its forehead, a press me button on its belly that sang a song if you pressed it, and what perplexed me the most for my whole life, a little red stub in its crotch area that I thought was its wiener.
Okay, the little red dot is gonna be its mouth, so it's upside down here.
Okay.
So it's got things coming out of its...
I think that what it thought was the legs is going to be ears, because they're like, oh, the mouth is like right below it. It's like, no, it's going to be sonic eyes and the little dot is going to be whoop instead of the beepus.
But what about the stubby legs that come out of the bottom?
Those are your jowls.
Got it.
I always sat it up on its hind legs so it looks like all my other stuffed animals facing forward. Yet I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was supposed to be until last night.
Felix the cat.
I was FaceTiming a friend and I picked up the little black stuffy to show him. And while doing so, I was going over it again when I suddenly realized I was positioning it wrong this whole time. I laid the stuffed animal flat and looked at it correctly for the first time in 23 years. The belly side with the press me button was actually its backside and the wiener was its tail. The mouth below the eyes was just some eyelids and the red dot on its forehead was its nose.
Oh, fuck!
It was a dog this whole time. I finally learned after going my whole life not knowing what this animal actually is, and I feel so dumb for not realizing it sooner. My friend and I laughed about it for a good second, and my parents teased me a bit for not realizing what they already knew. My dumbass went 23 years thinking I had some weird furry bug slash alien creature as a stuffed animal, only to realize now that it was just a dog. It's so innocuous, but I had to get it off my chest because I feel like a happy little idiot for only knowing this just now. Edit, this is what he looks like. Okay, so it's definitely weird looking.
Yeah, that's, okay.
Let me get a look at this.
So that's a top-down view, I guess.
Yeah, the little white spot on the back is definitely throws it off a little bit.
Yeah, I think the issue is they've put like a little tuft of red above the eyeballs, which could be like an eyebrow or something, but it just doesn't really make sense, that little bit.
I mean, I don't, to be fair, I think I would know pretty quickly that's a dog. But at the same time, like, I do see what they're doing.
Well, you know, a classic dog with red ears and red tail, red nose, and one weird red eyebrow. There's
a fucking massive red one I'm gonna tell you about, and then you're gonna feel really silly.
Wait, does a little girl own him?
Can you really own a massive red dog?
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm like, for some reason I was imagining, like, the dad calling the mom and being like, he figured it out. It took 23 years.
I thought it was bad walking in on your parents going to town on each other. This is cringe.
This is so bad.
This is a big fuck
You're
up.
What is wrong with you?
How could you do this?
I bet your friend hung up that FaceTime and told everyone.
I think the press me being on its back is confusing.
Well, it's a white circle on its back.
Which doesn't really belong anywhere. That could be a belly button. That's it.
Because mine's on my butt.
Right.
Yeah. Mine's in my butt.
I had a thing happen like this, not recently. God, why did I say recently? I was like 10 years old. Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know, time is relative.
Yeah. And the only time now is party time. No. Let's talk about it.
Let's go.
I went over to a friend's house when I was a kid, and his family had moved from, I think, Kentucky, but somewhere they had like a local soda, and it was spelled ALE81. And it was ginger ale. And so they were like, yeah, it's like, let's get him an AL81. Like an AL81, yeah, let's get him one. And oh, it's the best thing, you're gonna love it. And I look at it and I was like, oh wait, this has caffeine. Oh, it's ginger ale with caffeine. It's called AL81. It's gonna be a late one because you're drinking caffeine with ginger ale. It's a late one, not AL81. And they were like, oh, and the whole family was just like, what the fuck? And so, yeah.
Wow, I would never put that together.
Well, you didn't know that was a dog then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
But I think we all could have those moments of like, I didn't know Lord Farquaad was supposed to be a joke about fuckwad.
Fuckwad, yeah.
And
yeah,
I was just like, oh, you know.
No, there's lots of things that don't hit me until way later.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a dog.
It's a lot of, because I like learned so many words from reading, like learning how to pronounce most words. When
yeah.
I bring them up. Like,
oh no, what?
I don't know why. Well, I learned a lot of words from reading.
The amount of times really that I'm reading shit and all the comments are like, what the fuck is wrong with Shane? Did you hear how he said that? No, I'm just kidding. They're not that mean. But like, yeah, I say things how they look and then I'm like, oh, I'm learning that now.
Is there a good way to call someone out on that? Because it's, I don't know. I never, like, we've all learned words by reading and haven't pronounced it properly before. But whenever I'm like, oh, it's actually pronounced this. Like, I never know. I think I'm about to sound like an asshole, and maybe mm-hmm. I do, but.
No.
I don't know.
I think you're fine.
I called Hermione Hermie 1.
I did.
Hermie 1.
I was Hermione.
Hermie 1, Hermie 2.
Yeah. Come in.
Hermie once? Shame on you.
Hermie twice, you get splinched.
splinched.
What was the word that Ariana Grande used? She, like, did a really good impersonation. She's like, Ron's been splanched or something like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But,
yeah.
Some comments here. Someone said, you thought it was just hanging dong this whole time? OP said, I shit you not. I went my whole childhood thinking it was hanging dong and never questioning it. I wish I was kidding. Someone said,
now
I can.
It's hanging dog.
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you. We missed. Can I try one more time?
Granted, it is red and it is a dog.
That's true.
Yeah.
So.
Rocket launcher.
Someone said, I can see how this mistake was made. It was weird, but plausible. Someone replied saying, it's the red part above the eyes resembling a nose. And once that impression got into OP's head, it never left. So every other oddity was just hand waved away.
Sure.
Someone said, I can empathize. I used to think the old USPS Eagle symbol was some sort of sideways Nike swoosh slash cartoony silhouette of a person wearing the US Postal Service hat on which it was printed. My dad worked for the post office, so I saw the symbol every single day growing up. It was not until I was in my 20s that I saw the Eagle's head sticking out of the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the D in Disney being like a backwards G. I still see it as a backwards G forever.
Yeah. Sometimes when you see something, you can't unsee it.
The big like do Disney with the D. It's like it looks like a backwards G. Kind
it does look
it
like does. A
it look like a D. It Disney. Looks like a weird thing.
It's just a big old
Disney after it. Yeah.
Disney. Disney Channel. Non-suable Disney Channel.
This, I don't know why, this is not really that related, but it reminds me of forever ago. I was at an airport. This is forever ago, because they used to have TCBYs in airports, which was
treats.
A frozen yogurt place. And I was in line once. It's truly just like the Menchie's of that time.
Got it.
Right?
That's
and,
a good way to put it, damn.
Yeah, because they're not around anymore. But I'm in line, and you see them everywhere, but nobody knows what TCBY stands for.
Today, Kai Bukta. Yep. Sorry.
But I'm like 12 and I'm in line and there's a guy in front of me and he's ordering and then he kind of goes like, what does TCBY stand for? And I shit you not, the employee just goes, I don't know. And then someone else goes, it's the county's best yogurt. And what? Genuinely everyone was, we all,
what?
Even me 12 was like, we were all like, really? Like, yeah, you're
now
going out of business, buddy. Yeah. You need to come up with something better than that.
I'm so glad I know that, though.
Well, it's gone now.
Thank you for that.
Watch me find out. Watch someone comment and be like, that's actually incorrect.
It's
the country's best yogurt. Sorry.
Wow. So watch Emily comment and you fuck that up.
Yeah.
It's still the country's best yogurt. It was still kind of like, okay, like.
But if you go to Ethiopia, all bets are off. They got it way better
reset,
there.
Reset.
Any better other country, yogurt. But this is the best you're going to get here.
The country's best yogurt is the new name. The
old
name was, this can't be yogurt.
Oh, what? It really started off as this can't be yogurt?
Apparently.
And then it turned into the country's best yogurt?
So they did an IHOP, International House of Burgers thing. Like.
Right.
But they didn't change the letters,
just
so it was
change
always
it for real.
What it
was always TCBY, but they changed the meaning of it.
Why was the 90s like incredulous when it came to foods? Like everything was just like, I didn't know this is fucking butter, and like this is instant coffee, this is DiGiorno. Like, just own the food you make.
I know,
it's yogurt and it's good.
This can't be yogurt.
There's
this,
no way.
This actually can't be.
The lies have to stop, Diane. It's not even, I can't believe it's not butter. It's just a different incredulous yogurt brand.
I love this shit. I love the yogurt wars of the 90s. By the way, for me, hot take, frozen yogurt, it's ice cream. I don't give a fuck.
I love it.
Like,
it's
same,
ice cream.
Same experience. When people are like, it's frozen yogurt, it's different. I'm like, that's the same experience. It goes in my mouth and I like it.
It's the same.
Hey,
you would love
first
OP's
story,
mom
OP's
the
dad.
Dude, yep. OP's dad would be like,
same.
OP's dad?
Yeah. Yep.
I can't believe.
I can't believe this is your mom.
TC. It's like.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's wild.
Okay.
What were we talking about even?
I forget.
Oh yeah,
some stupid dog boy.
Some kind of frozen yogurt. Yeah, I like frozen yogurt. It's good. Next topic.
Next topic. Next story, go.
Our next story comes from Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by not knowing what a durian fruit is and nearly getting my work evacuated.
Oh, that'll do it.
So I work at a library, and one of the programs I run.
Oh, no! Sorry!
Notoriously probably not supposed to eat in there already.
Because there's like no other senses happening.
Yeah.
There's no sound. Yeah. You know?
It's not like he's like, oh, I work at a sperm bank. It's like, you're fine.
Jesus Christ! What is. There's a lot to unpack there. Either you need to go to a doctor or you don't know what a durian smells like.
What is the one that I'm thinking of? There is a fruit that smells like jizz.
It's the Bartlett pear trees. The Bartlett pear smells like.
There's something. Yeah, I thought there was one. We had the big gigantic fruit once on a show.
It smells like sperm a little bit, and then you eat it, and it smells like if gasoline was custard.
Oh,
that's my take on it.
I still haven't had durian, and I really want to try it. Sorry, I didn't know it smelled like sperm a little bit. Continue.
We've had a lot of fucked up fruits here at Smosh, and so I don't know which one I'm thinking of, but it was a big spiky one, I believe.
Yeah.
That's a durian. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And there you go.
But that was also what I sensed.
Yes. Totally fine. I apologize. I did not know that was
I smell. Also was, I think I've seen that if it tastes like gasoline, it's overripe, and so we didn't get a fresh one, apparently.
Got it.
So I work at a library, and one of the programs I run is my D&D program for kids. I have a really awesome group that comes in consistently, and we are nearing the end of an almost 2-year campaign. Sometimes my players will bring me snacks. Think Twinkies or fruit snacks and the like. One of my players hands me a silver package and tells me it's a durian fruit pastry. In response, I say, oh, thanks so much. What's a durian fruit? At that moment, I've already torn into the package, and I am hit with a wave of the most sulfuric, horrid smell. Think of rotten eggs and gas. It immediately fills the room. My player begins to tell me that it's a fruit with a really pungent smell and is a delicacy in Asian countries. This kid is like 10, by the way. Loves fun facts. He's a great kid, but I think he underestimated how bad this would smell. I politely thank him for the food, but inform him that for the sake of not passing out in our meeting room, that I'm going to put it in our break room. I take a moment to leave and proceed to place it in our freezer because I thought that the scent wouldn't carry if it was concealed. I'll start with the good news. The game went great. The scent persisted a bit in our meeting room, but not for long. They survived an encounter with a horrible amalgamation of flesh and bone and are continuing up the tower toward the final boss. Now the bad news. The game ends, and I'm saying goodbye to our kids when I see my coworker, S, carrying coats and jackets out of the break room. I ask her what's going on, and she pulls me aside, outside of earshot of patrons, and says, there's a heavy gas smell in the break room. We think a pipe has burst. As she says this, my heart plummets into my stomach because I can hear sirens. In utter horror, I turn and see a fire truck rounding the corner out our windows. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. S, no, hold on. I run in the back, and there is already someone from our safety office holding a gas meter. Gas sensor? Something to look for gas. Anyway.
A gasometer.
Gaston. Anyway, he is talking to my manager, who is relatively new and looks like he's about to have a panic attack. I rush past him, whip open the fridge, pick up the pastry, and say, is this what you're smelling? As I hold the cracker-like pastry thing outstretched. They don't get half a sniff in before going, what the hell is that? I don't even reply because now my worst fear is confirmed, and instead I rush to the library, ask S to smell it one more time just to be sure. She does, and then looks at me like, are you serious, OP? Before doubling over laughing. I ran out the door and placed the devil pastry in our outside trash can and came back inside where two firemen had already arrived, full gear and everything. One of them had a freaking axe. I embarrassingly explained to them the situation, and thankfully we all have a bit of a laugh over it while I proceed to turn a shade of red that sunsets wish they could be. They actually made me feel pretty good about the whole thing. One of them even said that this isn't the first time they've had to be called out for a durian fruit. I guess this happens more than usual.
So this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's so silly. In their defense, if I smelled what was clearly gasoline, I don't think my first thought would be like, let's check for durians. Like, let's
right.
Just
sure, you're not going to think that. Yeah.
I feel like you have to have a whole durian for this kind of smell to be.
I know. Yeah.
A pastry. You got some bread around there. You'd think.
And it's been cooked. You'd think that some of it would.
Yeah.
Maybe I guess it gets worse.
I think, don't a lot of people, because I really want to try it, don't people often eat it with gloves?
But I've never, I think it's the only case that I can think of something that smells horrible but tastes good.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of rare, right? Because usually it's those, like are, a, those senses are so connected that you'd think.
I think, like, a really gnarly cheese can smell just straight up awful but be delicious. But I also think that, like, at least in the U.S., for a lot of people, we're accustomed to that kind of combo of, like, okay, this is going to be a little rank, but it's good.
Yeah.
Whereas I think durian for folks, and for me, it would be just, like, a brand new experience.
Right. Here,
but I still want to try it.
Damn. Oh. I like that the one firefighter had an axe. Just like, you just had that ready. It's like, oh, a pipe burst. It's like, well, I'm going to break more.
I'm gonna show
since it's already burst, can I
hit it?
Is it okay?
What if he just hates books?
Oh, shit.
Like, fuck, it's my opportunity to chop some
Where
books
are we
up.
Going?
It's... That's the firemen in Fahrenheit 451. Literally, it's what the firemen do in the hate books.
Yeah, burn them. Yeah.
Comments. How was the pastry? Never got to try it. I was immediately hit with a wave of nausea and was going to eat later, but, well, the fire department came, LOL. Someone said, I used to work for a gelato company that made our ice cream in-house. The trainer was telling us how one store got their whole strip mall section closed for a potential gas leak when they made durian gelato once. Someone said, there's a reason why a lot of Asian countries have no durian signs in malls, airports, buses, train stations, etc., etc. Small update.
Oh.
OP said, hey, everyone. So it's been a second. I just want to let you guys know, over my birthday, my coworker surprised me with a full durian fruit. I tried it, cutting it up outside so my fiance didn't kill me, and it was pretty good. A warning, though, to those with acid reflux, your burps will smell like durian fruit for a while and may give you headaches like they did me, LOL.
Oh, no.
Still, I highly recommend you go out and try something new today. Thanks.
Hey, love that.
Okay.
That's great.
Headaches?
Yeah. Yeah, what? Like, it's like
gas
hey,
in yourself.
I really highly recommend this. It ruined me for a few days, and I my head hurts.
I'm sensitive to light now, but the durian was great. So good. Changed me forever.
I woke up in hell.
Yeah.
But
tried to rip their hair off.
That is the thing, too. If you pull a devil's hair off, they have to go back to normal, and they have to let you
They
out.
Have to go back to normal.
They have to put you in heaven now. Sorry, I got you
so
off.
True. No, I love that. I'm glad they ended up trying it. Yeah, because I don't want to like put down other cultures like
delicacies
or anything.
And like that poor kid brought it, being so excited to like bring
to like
it.
Share it. Yeah.
But he's the asshole.
It's so funny how much stuff that we've tried here at Smosh over the past like years. The durian fruit doesn't like stand out in my mind as much. Like I was like, I remember that smelling weird, but I'm like, that wasn't anything crazy, because we've had Sir Strumming, and
that sounds rough.
For those of you who don't know, it is a fermented fish. From, I think it's from like Finland or something, or Iceland. Like it's a delicacy somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's fermented forever. And we did a show forever ago where Noah had to have some, and we opened it up outside, and I helped them open up this can, and some of the juices got on my hand. And I genuinely washed my hands dozens of times that day.
Oh my God.
And it would not come off, and it smelled like I had gone to a public bathroom and just got my hands everywhere.
you were sifting for gold.
Truly just like doing it all. It was unbelievable.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I ordered, this is going back to your like, what's smelly but tastes good? I ordered from a restaurant recently. It was a Chinese restaurant, and it was, I got fried rice, but it was under one of the specialties. It was fried rice with salty fish and egg. And I was like, that sounds great.
That sounds
I love salted fish. This is awesome. And I like took a few bites and I'm like, this is absolutely astounding. It was absolutely delicious. And then I went in for another bite and I got hit with what I assume would be like kind of a corpse smell. It was extremely pungent and like, I'm very adventurous. I can appreciate most foods even if it's not adventurous. But this smell like threw me against the damn wall. It was insane. And I looked down at it and I'm like, it was a part of the fish. So I think salty fish, I don't know what was the intent, but I think it was something that was fermented and preserved like a Sir Strumming situation.
Yeah.
And it was tasty, but it was like a whole.
Yeah.
I really had to brace myself for the rest of it.
I always think it's really cool when something like is like my taste buds or my sense of smell finds it disgusting, but someone else thinks it's delicious. I think that's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's why we're Eat It or Yeet It, coming back for 200 more episodes.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
That's right.
You know, why not?
We have new ideas.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Audible. I truly hate doing the dishes. It's probably the worst chore to ever exist. And when I cook a big meal, the cleanup feels like it will take forever. But now that I use Audible, I actually look forward to doing the dishes. It sounds crazy, but I mean it. I put on my favorite audiobooks and get fully immersed in the story. Before I know it, I blink and I have a spotless kitchen and I learned something new. Audible offers a variety of titles so I can jump between science fiction and fantasy to biographies and memoirs. Maybe you're looking for something that'll make you laugh, like Reddit Stories. They have an entire comedy and humor section. Currently, I'm listening to The Butcher's Masquerade, book 5 of the Dungeon Crawler Carl series. I was reading the books physically, but so many of my friends told me to listen to the audiobooks that I actually switched over, and man, they are so entertaining. And I love Stephen Fry's Troy, because Stephen Fry narrates the book. I've actually listened to Mythos, Heroes, Troy, and I'll be listening to Odyssey next. There's something special about Stephen Fry narrating his own work. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/SRRS. Audible, stories that speak to you. Back to the show.
Our next story. Today I fucked up by swallowing a brown recluse, being sent to the ER and almost dying.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last minute girls trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
So that's a delicacy, actually.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that in your sleep.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an average of, like, you know, everybody eats it. So I have hundreds when I sleep to just balance it out for everybody.
Oh, yeah. So you probably
had none.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. OP writes, this happened a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty much recovered now, but I guess I wanted to share as a warning in case anyone else ever experiences this.
Yeah, don't drink a brown recluse.
Yeah, don't eat spiders. So to make a long story very short, I keep water by my bed in a glass in case I get thirsty at night. A brown recluse had fallen in right around the time I woke up and needed a drink. I swallowed the thing and, of course, immediately realized I had swallowed something, and my only assumption was a spider. And I knew we had a few brown recluses in the house, so I automatically assumed that's what it was. I ended up being right in the worst way. Well, I know we got a couple of those around, and
yeah, I was gonna get to them next week. We'll deal with that later.
It's weird. Just got a few loaded guns pointed right at the bed. Crazy that one went off.
Now, I knew from past anxiety Googling that swallowing a dead spider is nothing to worry about. The venom is protein-based and breaks down in the digestive tract. I had assumed that I had swallowed a dead one and just decided to try to go back to sleep after a mini panic attack and more frantic Googling. I woke up maybe 2 hours later with horrible pain in my stomach, muscle aches and hard spasms, heat flashes, sweating and drooling profusely. I stumbled to find my partner. We sleep in separate rooms and was rushed to the ER. Their partner sleeps in the non-spider room.
I'm kind of doing an experiment.
Yeah.
So one of them is clean, the other one has a bunch of spiders.
Seeing who sleeps better. So what happened? Well, the original assumption was that it bit me on my esophagus, but after lots of tests, it turns out I had a stomach ulcer that I didn't know about. That's another long story. And the spider had very much been alive, and the venom had found its way into my bloodstream through the open wound in my stomach.
Ooh.
After a fuck ton of antibiotics and other drugs and a week-long hospital stay, I'm mostly back to normal, and I'm feeling mostly okay. I still feel achy and have a lot of paranoia about my drinks now. I won't be drinking water in the middle of the night anymore, that's for sure. I just wanted to tell this story just in case anyone else has water by their bed at night, and to just go to the ER if you think you swallowed something. Just please be careful. Okay, yeah, buddy, I'll make sure not to do that.
He's like,
He's like Spider-Man if his power was tummy aches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, okay, what I do relate to him is that I have a water bottle next to my bed, but I don't like having like an open container of water.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever happened, but I'm just like.
We also have cats.
Yeah.
I just imagine
true.
Like Tuffin's walking by and just be like, like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He does piggy dip-ins in his fountain. I don't want him to do it in my...
Yeah, right.
I'm a bed thrasher, so okay. The amount of cups I've knocked off by, like, chucking a pill... Like, it's not like I'm, like, waking up and going, yah! But, like, I'll wake up and my pillows are all over the... And then there's a cup of water, like, on a pillow.
Only on the full moon, though.
Yeah, only on the full moon.
Who knows
hairy,
why.
Hairy. Hairy night.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But also, when you have cats, you don't have to worry about brown recluses quite as much. Because I feel like it'd be rare, it'd be hard for them to get all the way to there. Because some people say like, oh, cats are like immune to some things, but I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know about a brown recluse bite. I feel like it didn't make its venom just for
those?
People.
Do we have those in SoCal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're mostly in your closets. They like dark spaces and attics.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
We got a few. We can just fly them in.
Bring them.
I've got a bunch of black widows around where I live, and that's my only reason for like wanting them away is like protecting the cats.
I have an app that I can, when I see a weird bug, I can identify it.
Whoa. Come and fly.
Because I like to make sure, and I have a lot of false widows. Mm. So those are all over the place.
Yeah, I know your husband's still alive somewhere. You lying,
dude. What I have on my patio is the biggest jumping spider I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It is legitimately huge.
Good boy.
Jumping spiders are cute.
It's so cute. It's so big that I can like we can make eye contact and I can see that it's looking at me.
Nice.
It's huge. It crawls around and like it'll like turn and like look up at you and you're like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, bud.
Love that thing. Comments. You screwed up. Everyone knows that you are supposed to first swallow a fly. It is fortunate, however, that you didn't swallow a horse. That seems to have an undesirable outcome.
As that is.
I love clapping for a lame comment.
Yeah. It's poetry. It's a joke about poem.
Bring in that commenter from the first story. He's like, oh, yeah, you ate a spider? Well, guess what your dad ate?
Oh my God.
What's up?
Was that high-fiving eight legs?
It was supposed to be.
That's actually great.
Glad you survived that ordeal. Have you considered a cup with a lid? This is, strangely enough, a lesson I learned from Fallout New Vegas. Here we go again.
Really?
Are we back? Ruby Nash commenting on her famous rad scorpion casserole. My specialty is a rad scorpion venom casserole. It's more appetizing than it sounds. The venom has a sharp, smoky flavor, and it numbs your mouth so fierce you'll forget you ever had a tongue. It's perfectly safe, long as you don't have sores in your mouth or ulcers in your stomach, for the venom to find your blood, because that'll kill you dead. Whoa.
That's shockingly specific.
Wow. Well, Fallout New Vegas had killer writing, so...
Yeah. But I made my character named Mean Steve. And I ruined all that good writing real quick.
You just blasted through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. I almost watched my mom drink a spider once, and I was so, like, panicked about the fact that, I didn't know how to be like, there's a spider in your drink. I was just like, oh, and then, like, yeah, I took a while to get it. No, she didn't end up drinking it, but it was, like, a live little spider that I was just watching in a clear glass. Like, oh, it's just... You know,
yeah.
You don't expect it.
I'm not someone who kills spiders if I can help it.
No, I don't kill spiders either.
Yeah, so it's like,
I don't like
you know,
to.
Like the other day I was on my computer, saw something on the wall, three baby spiders, little siblings going, and I went, I'll see you when you're grown. But I hope I don't eat them. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I probably have, honestly.
Because pooping them out would definitely kill them, probably.
Yeah, probably by that point. They're probably like, point, yeah. Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Dead, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I like putting them outside. There was a TikTok trend recently where people were like, guys, don't put them outside. They're dead. Like, you killed them all because they're only supposed to be inside if they're inside. They're house spiders. And it's like, no.
Yeah. Sorry, they were born outside.
Sorry. Yeah, right.
Sorry, figure that out.
It was one of those things where like someone stitched it. They're like, hi, spider scientist. That's not true. I guess some could die. That's not, you can put them outside.
Yeah. They'll probably just come back in, but like,
right.
They'll figure it out.
I always put them by a plant or something so
yeah.
They can start.
Oh, they love those.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard they're a big fan of those.
Yeah.
Our final story. Today I fucked up by using a leaf blower on my kids.
Oh, you can't do that.
Maybe they had a little parachute on and it was fun.
What if his kids was leaves, though?
No, if his kids was leaves,
if his kids was leaves, sucks.
I have twin 3-year-old boys, and they're very active and silly. Well, the other day I was doing some yard work and using my leaf blower to clear away some grass and dirt. Naturally, they're infatuated, so I used the leaf blower on them, and they love it. Started chasing them around the neighborhood with the leaf blower, pretending they were leaves. Good old wholesome father-son fun, right? Well, naturally now they want me to use the leaf blower on them all the time. No biggie. It's a fun game and I like playing with the electric leaf blower. Only now it's everywhere, including places where I don't have my leaf blower. So instead I have to pretend to blow them away like I'm blowing out a candle. Still fine. All day for the last 3 days it's been, "Dad, can you blow me away?" Very cute stuff. Well, this morning we're at Target and the kids are getting a tad squirrely. They wanted to go to the park and I said we can go after we finish up here. They're dancing around the aisles being toddlers. Then my son comes up to me in the main aisle and in the biggest toddler yell shouts, "Dada, can you blow me?"
Hell yeah.
Cue 5 people turning around to look at me and my kid. You'd think by now I'd be immune to toddler-based embarrassment, but nah. So me, in my quietest voice, face feeling redder than a Macintosh apple, respond, "Buddy," inside voice, "do you mean you want me to blow you away?" Son 1, "Yes, blow me, blow me." Excited toddler jumping son 2, "Yeah, blow me too, Dada." Me, "Boys," inside voices, "please, you mean blow you away, right? How do you ask for that?" Sons, "Please may you blow us away." I blew them away and they go dancing off like leaves. The others who were watching snicker and giggle. One of the other guys nearby gives me a knowing smirk that clearly said, "been there." Proceed to finish the quickest Target run of my life.
That guy's in jail now.
Yeah, he's brushing that off a little too fast. Some guy was just like...
While he's getting handcuffed. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Those kids are going to grow up, and when they're 15, they're going to walk in on the dad. He's going to be like there with the mom. He's like, whoa. Oh, she's a balloon.
Which, don't do that.
But don't.
This is an Arrested Development joke.
Is it really?
It's like Michael on the phone being like, "How's that new consultant going, buddy?" "Oh, it's great to hear. You got to stay away, though." "Yeah, whatever." And like, he says it like a few times where he's just like, "Oh, that's awesome. Well, just remember, you got to stay away for that."
That's
and then later,
so
they're like, "How's that new consultant?" It's like, "Well, apparently she's blowing everyone away." And,
That's so good.
This is a weird one. I don't know if I trust it.
Really? You think it's fake?
I think someone heard the Arrested Development joke and is like, "I'm gonna write a funny story about that." Because they're like, "My face turned redder than the apple." And it's the same with the library one where it's like, "My face was redder than the sunset when the sunset." I'm like, I don't know if I...
Yeah, that's fine.
It's too perfectly...
It felt reverse engineered in my mind, but...
I think with like this one, I think it might have also just been exaggerated.
Sure.
I think he might have been at Target and his son might have yelled that and it probably like... Maybe nobody was around or something. And it was just like, or something close to it. And it's just like, oh my God, like, whatever.
Or the kid asked, like, "Dad, I have to go to the bathroom." And he's just like, "Oh, can you imagine if he said this other thing?
That would have been crazy.
That would fucking suck."
I will also say, though, the redder than something, there are some phrases that for some reason everyone on Reddit, they do it, right? And no matter how many times you read how many stories, it's like after every single update is always like, "Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much for the upvotes." I'm like,
I wasn't expecting this to blow up.
I every time someone says I wasn't expecting this to blow up, I'm like, what?
What are you doing here?
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I think that's where I need to find the balance because sometimes it's like, oh, this sounds like it was just written to be written. And then other times it's like, this is kind of the language of Reddit.
Yeah.
This is kind of just the culture of like, you know, thank you for the karma, kind stranger, or like whatever.
And also, toddlers do say crazy shit.
Oh my God,
like
they do.
Kids do say the damnedest things.
I've told this before, but my oldest brother, I guess when he was like a toddler, he couldn't say the word truck.
Yeah.
He would say, it would come out as fuck.
Sure.
And my grandma thought that was hilarious. So she was constantly like, "Oh, what is that over there?" Like,
fuck.
God, constantly making it say it. Like, just constantly. Comments I sympathize, OP. When my son was a toddler and only knew a few words, he loved going down the street with all the different flags and the big clock on the outside of this hotel. We had to run his stroller down there to get to story time at the library. He would get all excited and yell, "Flags and big clock," as we passed them. The problem? He could not and did not pronounce L's at all.
The second they said flags and clock, I was like, I know where this is going.
We know
this also sounds, but maybe, I don't know.
And now that toddler's the mayor of WeHo. It's West Hollywood, the gay city in LA.
Jesus.
Yeah, the only one.
The only one.
That's the only place they're allowed to be.
Lastly, someone said, co-worker's kid did something similar. He likes Pirate's Booty snack and for months would ask his mom in public, "Mommy, can I please eat some booty?"
That rocks.
Just say it. First poster?
First poster.
Yeah, first poster.
So I heard through the door.
And the dad's like, "No, that's dad's job."
There we go.
All right. Guys, what do we think was the biggest fuck up today? Eating a spider that nearly kills you.
I mean, that's like,
is that a fuck up? That was like a perfect, like God spited him. God was like, "You're gonna have an ulcer and then you're gonna eat a spider and it's gonna be that's Final Destination."
100%.
I used to send whole plagues of this shit.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the person that brought their anesthesia'd partner in public.
Honestly, yeah, that's probably the one.
That's the most like, you caused
they
that.
They did.
Yeah.
Like other people had like little like whoopsie daisies. This one's like, no, he went on a rampage. It's nice that the other person didn't press charges.
Yeah, but that guy who had his stuffed animal upside down, you know, fuck him.
That's so cringe.
23 years looking at that? You
what
idiot.
What's wrong with you?
I hope the dog wiener haunts your nightmares.
Yeah.
And it turns into a nose in those nightmares, and you're like, what does it mean? It means you fucked up.
Thank you both for joining me today.
Hey, man, it was my pleasure.
It was dope to be on the couch.
This was honestly very funny.
Great. It's always a joy to be here. And I'm glad that a lot of these weren't too cringe, because sometimes cringe stuff, like, it hurts.
Hurt. It can hurt.
It hurts, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you all for watching. Go play Fallout, I guess.
Yeah, get some HP from a casserole.
I'm just saying, go play Fallout. It's a game.
The Fallout cards for Magic the Gathering. It adds some fun flavor to your game.
No.
Thank you guys, and thank you all for watching. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday.